We are live from Fairview, North Carolina. It's Tuscola High School spring sports, and today we're going to play a little softball. And as the Mountaineers play at AC Reynolds. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Branson Reese, along with the man that needs no introduction, Mr. Kenny Mull. And we're here to bring you the action sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Champion Credit Union, Taylor Ford, Haywood EMC, and Haywood County Farm Bureau. And welcome to today's game, Kenny.
Well, Branson, hello, everyone. Good evening. And here we are. We're finally getting to do a game, Branson. First softball game we've got to do this year because of the weather. So
it's young season so far. And, you know, Tuscola right now sitting at 0-1 with a 12-2 loss against Anchor last Tuesday. Reynolds sitting at 2-0 with a 11-1 win over Irwin and a 24-1 win over North Henderson. So there's a lot of offensive production off this Reynolds team.
New season and a lot of new faces this year, Branson. We lost a lot of girls from last year's team, and like I said, a lot of new faces this year out here.
You're exactly right.
A young team we've got here in the girls' softball this year.
I like seeing a lot of new faces. And we're going to step away for a commercial break, and you're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it, keeping quality care close to home. We have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
It's been said that simple pleasures deliver life's greatest joys. So when we decided to launch our all-new Champion Checking with Rewards, we knew we wanted it to be as simple as possible. That's why we're pleased to announce 3% APY on your checking account. So as you're working on enjoying life's simple pleasures, your Champion Checking account is working for you. Champion Credit Union. Banking. Simplified. Insured by NCUA. APY is annual percentage yield. Minimum average daily balance of $3,000. Minimum 10 debit card transactions per month.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
This is a public service announcement test from TakeMeFishing.org to determine if you need a fishing license and boat registration before heading out on the water. Let us begin. Are you a bear? Do you have a beak? Do you have plumage? Please tell me you answered no, which means you need to get a fishing license and have your boat registered, because it helps local conservation efforts protect the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in for generations to come. Do your part at TakeMeFishing.org.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, we're back now getting ready to get started on the game. And, Kenny, like you were saying, a lot of new faces this year. Gone are eight seniors from last year. And, you know, and we were looking at it, you know, you've got to replace the Western North Carolina pitcher of the year.
Exactly, yeah.
And Kielsen, and it's that's a heavy task, you know.
Well, you don't get many pitchers like her that come along. You know, she was just overpowering last year and dominated. That's going to be the difference in this year's team. We've got some good girls that can throw the ball, throw strikes, but they're not overpowering like Jordan was. And in other words, defense is going to have to step up. They're going to have to play because they're going to put the bat on the ball, I'd say, the other teams. And we just got to get behind our pitchers that we have and back them up. And errors could be what kills us. But we've got some good girls out there, Branson.
We do. And J.C. Cook stepping in now for the first taking the first pitch of the game to be called a strike. Today's pitcher for A.C. Reynolds will be Maddie Rhodes.
J.C. led off, you know, they brought her up last year as a freshman, and she led off and done a real good job last year. She's leading off again this year.
0-1 pitch coming in. Ball stays low. Count now 1-1. And, you know, and you know, a lot of people have asked me, they're like, you know, what's the deal on this team? I'm like, well, J.C. Cook and Ellie Harris are the only two that had significant playing time last year playing on that varsity team. So there's seven more spots that they've got to fill.
Right.
And, and I think that right now they're using I'm going to pull a big word out, a plethora of different pitchers today, because I know J.C. Cook, she pitches some. Savannah Buchanan's little brother or little sister, Delaney Buchanan, she pitches.
Rebecca Frazier.
So
we've got some guys to throw.
J.C. Cook battling right now. Count one ball, two strikes on J.C. She keeps fouling off. Good at bat to start the game today.
You know, even
sir.
Though J.C.'s a sophomore, you know, she could be a team leader on this team right here. She's fired up. She told me she was ready to start this season 2 or 3 weeks ago. She is fired up and ready to go. So,
1-2 pitch on the way. J.C. taking it. Ball will be outside. Count now. Two balls and two strikes. No outs. Tuscola and Reynolds 0-0 here in the top of the first. Maddie Rhodes is 2-2 pitch on the way. Fouled off again by J.C. Cook. Count stays 2-2.
Good at bat to lead off right here.
What's the rest of the starting lineup for Tuscola right here?
We got Marissa Johnson playing second base, batting second. Delaney Buchanan at third base, batting third, batting cleanup. At center field is Ellie Harris. Carrington Harrelson is catching today. She'll be batting fifth.
2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed for a strikeout for Maddie Rhodes here for the first out of the game.
Good pitch right there. I mean, she just had a good cut at it, just got a little bit over the top of it. Jenny McHenry will be the designated hitter. She'll be batting sixth today. Gabby Blitzo will be in left field. Rebecca Frazier will be at first base, batting eighth. And Morgan Plemons in right field, batting ninth. And then Hallie Trull will be pitching. She's the flex player.
Marissa Johnson slapping at the first pitch will be safe at first.
Give her a single on that one, Branson.
Good job by Marissa.
Good slap hit right there, a left-handed batter.
I remember her back in Little League. She worked on that. She worked tirelessly on that, and good job by her, that slap bunt.
Great job.
Here comes in the dirt.
Delaney Buchanan, the third baseman. She's up, and you notice when she walks up there, who does she look like? Just exactly like her sister.
She does, and
the walks, the demeanor, the walk, just exactly like her.
So a lot of people think, well, no more Buchanans, but you had 4 years of it. You got four more years of another Buchanan, and Delaney. She loves it. She loves softball too, and she just came out of basketball. She's one of those that played, back to back sports here.
Savannah was a great player last year for the Mountaineers, and yeah, her sister just. Coming up this year. Oh,
slap to right field. Ball's going to be foul.
Put some good bat on it right there.
Count now on Delaney will be 1-1. Just a little slow getting that bat around, but she did give it a good ride, though. Delaney stepping back in now. 1-1 pitch on the way.
Good cut.
Just barely foul tipped it, but it will be a strike. Count now, one ball, two strikes. Marissa Johnson, the runner on first with one out.
Hey, fight right here. Let's go.
Delaney doesn't. I mean, when she walks up, she don't even look like a freshman either, does she?
No, she's but her demeanor.
She carries that presence.
Just like her sister, yeah. That's cool. Good cut, but good pitch right there. Low and inside.
Low inside, right swing and a miss. Maddie Rhodes' second strikeout of the day. Marissa Johnson staying at first.
You know, we were talking to Coach Brow from the Rockets there before the ball game. That's Larry Brow. Everybody in Haywood County knows Larry Brow. He said he's only got two seniors on his team, didn't he say, Branson?
Two seniors, and the rest are juniors and sophomores. And we were both talking to him. They have a freshman that they threw against North Henderson. So, Ellie Harris's first pitch caught on catching the outside corner for a strike. Hit back up the center field.
It's in the gap.
In the gap. Marissa Johnson around second, heading to third. Ellie Harris holding up at first. Good hit by Ellie Harris right there. Runners now on first and third for Tuscola with two outs.
That was a great hit. Went with the pitch and took it to right field. That's the runner to third base. Now we got runners on the corner.
Carrington Harrelson up now to bat. First pitch on the way. High. Ellie Harris running. She will be called out at second to end the top half of the inning.
That was close, but she got her on the foot before she got her foot down on the bag. She did get her. That was
One of those bang-bang plays, and, you know, got to give credit to the catcher for AC Reynolds. I mean, she fired it over the –
We said, Brandon, so that, you know, Coach Brow said that he's got a young team here, but that's confidence in your players right there. You know, first pitch we run down and run around third, and he said they go ahead and – most of the time, you know, they'll hold up on it. They went ahead and threw down and got the runner, so –
Tuscola Springs Sports is brought to you by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Taylor Ford, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood County Farm Bureau, and Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue. Kenny, go ahead and if you've got the lineup, to tell us what AC Reynolds is going to go with.
All right, leading off today will be Kylie Rowland. She's a catcher. Lauren Wright will be at second base, batting second. Kendall Chandler in center field, batting third. Krista Hendrick, first base, batting cleanup. Ivy Hawley will be at shortstop, batting fifth. Maddie Rhodes is the pitcher. She'll be batting sixth. Peyton Wilkie is in right field. Olivia Craig is the DH, designated hitter. Ariel Frizzell will be in left field, batting ninth. And Neela Green is at third base. She's the flex player where Olivia Craig will be hitting in her place.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, I got here a little bit early today, and I come down to the field, and lo and behold, there's a, like you said, I still call him Coach Brow from the days, you know, playing for him up at Tuscola, but, you know, there he was, you know, walking around with a leaf blower, just cleaning everything up, and asked me how, he said, am I doing a good job? And I said, yeah. And the next thing you know, he's out picking up grass clumps out in the outfield. So he's staying busy. Up now is Kylie Rowland, the catcher for AC Reynolds, stepping in against Hallie Troll. Hallie's first pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Good job by Hallie Troll with a good opening pitch.
Good pitch right there, right, Branson. Good opening pitch right there. Good pitch.
And I think having four pitchers will help Tuscola. I mean, because you can, you know, they won't get used to seeing the same pitches. You'll have four different releases, you know, and you're going to have four different motions and everything. So, Hallie Troll's 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Evens the count now, 1-1. Reynolds, Kylie Rowland stepping in. Next pitch on the way. Pitch stays high and outside. Count now, 2-2.
Now, what the Tuscola pitchers have to do this year, Branson, is throw strikes. You know, walks kill you, and we can't afford walks. I mean, you're going to have to make them hit.
2-1 pitch in the dirt now.
And
3-1.
For these stats that you brought, obviously, of course, you don't know this early in the season what other teams have and everything, but this Reynolds team must be pretty explosive. They've been beat Irwin in 5 innings, 11-1. North Henderson 24-1 in 5 innings. So that tells you they got a pretty explosive team.
Yeah, they do. And 24-1, man. You sit there and you look at that and you're like, holy cow! And that's dangerous early in the season. So we have a pinch runner coming in now for Kylie Rowland.
Well, you know, and another. Yeah. This is just our girls' second game of the season, you know, and they lost to Inca 12-2, their first game. But that's two powerhouses to have to open up with, Inca
and
exactly Reynolds,
right.
The first two games of the season. That's
good. Bunt laid down.
Beautiful bunt right there. No, nothing. Face hit on that one. Nothing you could do on that one.
Lauren Wright was the batter for A.C. Reynolds, and she'll be safe at first. Moves the runner up. Now you got runners at first and second. And, you know, that was one of those, you know, she laid the bunt down perfect first baseline, and Delaney played it.
She played it great. She come in, but there's just nothing you could do. Where she put it down the first baseline, there's no play on that. Yeah, but they held the runner on second. That's one good thing.
Rebecca had run up, and there was nobody covering first, so there wouldn't have been a play. Her own play would have been second, but she was safe. Now up is Kendall Chandler. And she fouls the first pitch off. But now, you know, Tuscola, you know, like you said, 0-1 on the season. It's still really early, and a lot of, like I said, a lot of questions, you know, still need to be answered. Ball hit to right field. Oh, ball falls down. Ellie Harris coming over to pick it up. One run will be in. Two runs is in. Reynolds taking the lead now, 2-0 over Tuscola here in the bottom of the first.
You know, that was a hit ball there to right field, Branson, our right fielder.
Morgan Plemons came in.
She came in, shoestring, but just, I mean, it was a good effort, you know. She did, you either do one or two things there. You either back up and let it hit and get it, or else come and try to make a shoestring catch. She went after it, and then it just barely got under her glove. But
Krista Hendrick, now the batter for A.C. Reynolds, runners on first and second. First pitch hit just over shortstop will be down. Runners will be safe at all bases. Bases loaded with no outs here. And now we're seeing why A.C. Reynolds is so good at the plate. And Ivy Holly will be the batter now for A.C. Reynolds. And as I said, bases loaded, no outs. A.C. Reynolds leading 2-0. Hallie Troll's first pitch on the way. High outside for ball one. Reynolds is Holly stepping back in. Hallie Troll's pitch on the way. Good pitch
good
by
pitch
Hallie Troll
right there.
Catching the corner right there, yeah. Holly calling timeout, stepping out, talking to the coach, stepping back in, pitch on the way. Drilled to left field.
Oh, in the gap. That's bad news for
one or two runs, two more runs will be in. Stand up double for Ivy Holly. As I said, Reynolds leading 4-0 now. Still no outs.
No, that's just three, Branson. That's just three right
three,
now.
Three, okay.
Yeah. I had one marked down, too, but I thought two scored that first time, but they didn't. They held that one runner.
Oh. Well, that's confusing. I seen the other Reynolds player come over. So it is, like I said, it is 3-0 now. I apologize. Still no outs. First pitch now to Maddie Rhodes. High outside for ball one. Runners on second and third for A.C. Reynolds. Ball hits shortstop. J.C. Cook plays it. All she can do is knock it down. Runner safe at first. One more run be in. Now it's 4-0. A.C. Reynolds. Next up for A.C. Reynolds will be Peyton Wilkie. And since Manny Rhodes is the pitcher, she's going to get a designated runner. Just like baseball, the pitcher and the catcher get runners. Hallie Troll's first pitch on its way. Just a bit low for ball one. Reynolds with runners on first and second, no outs, leading Tuscola now 4-0 here in the bottom of the first. 1-0 pitch on the way to Wilkie. Stays high for ball two. Wilkie stepping back in now. Pitch on its way. Ball stays low. Runs the count now, 3-0. Hallie Troll stepping back in, taking a deep breath.
Hallie just needs to concentrate and throw strikes. That's what she...
Four straight balls to Peyton Wilkie.
You can't get frustrated, you know.
No, that's one thing you can't do.
You get out there and do the best you can do, but you got to throw strikes. You got to make them hit it, you know, and take nothing away from Reynolds. You know, the besides that first walk, they had five base hits in a row, and they hit the ball well, but you just can't get frustrated, Branson.
No, it's, I mean, a lot of times you just want to, you know, you need to pitch it and let, you know, let them get hits and let your defense, you know, back you up and everything. Get that first out, because I think that's going to be key, getting that first out.
Well, you know, if you get in, you know, where they hit them at you, you know, then you can make the plays on them. Now, those five hits that they've had, we had no play on them, you know. With the one bunt, you still didn't have no play on that. The other base, good, clean base hits, so. You've got to really, like you say, you've got to just concentrate. Just keep throwing strikes. Don't throw a walk. Don't give them anything, because if he walks, you know, walks, you put them on, then somebody's going to get hit behind them. And
yeah. Coach Mahaffey calling timeout, having a little talk with Hallie Troll. Infield comes in as we start back now. Bases loaded. Pitch high to Olivia Craig. Olivia Craig being the designated hitter today. 1-0 pitch coming in the dirt. 2-0 now on Olivia Craig. Yeah, Hallie just needs to calm down. She'll be okay. Just, you know, like I said, just like you said, throw strikes. 2-0 pitch from Hallie Troll on its way. Swung on and missed. Good pitch by Hallie right there.
Pretty pitch right there, yeah, Branson. That's what she needs to do right there. Just throw it.
Two balls and a strike now on Olivia Craig. Hallie Troll stepping back in the circle. Starting her motion. Foul tip. Makes the count now. Two balls, two strikes. And King, this is a sort of a deeper backstop than what we normally see, and the catcher has a lot longer ways to go.
Oh, yeah, it's a long way from the plate.
2-2 pitch on the way. Fouled off. Count will stay. Two balls and two strikes. You know, that's the thing, you know, you want to get – have your catcher be able to keep everything in front of her on a, you know, a deep backstop like this. So,
You can't let it get. You've got to knock it down. You let it. If it gets by her, the runners are gone. I mean, there's
ball smacked the right field.
Foul ball.
It'll be foul. Count stays two balls, two strikes.
That's what Haley needs to do right there. Just throw strikes. Make them swing.
Count's going to stay 2-2. Still no outs. Bases loaded for A.C. Reynolds right here. Leading 4-0. Ball hit just outfield. Out of bounds. Has a little bit of new life just out of the reach of Rebecca Frazier's glove. Good battle between Olivia Craig and Hallie Troll. Troll's 2-2 pitch coming. Ball hit. Knocked down by Savannah Buchanan. I called her Savannah. I knew I'd do it. Knocked down by Delaney Buchanan. Picked up by J.C. Cook, and the runner for A.C. Reynolds didn't realize that the base was loaded and she had to go. So J.C., being using her head, ran over and touched third for the first out. So runners at first and second with one out for A.C. Reynolds here, leading 5-0.
No, it's a nice evening over here tonight, Branson, but it's a little bit cool, but it wouldn't feel bad at all. That wind wouldn't blow.
Yeah, the
wind. It's not right at the moment, but it has been blowing like from right field to left field, and it's got a little chill in it, that wind does.
Yeah. And it looks like they're going to make a little bit of a pitching change right here.
You ever notice, though, you know, anytime you come to a ball game, you know, outside in Asheville, the wind's always blowing. I don't know what it is. Buncombe County, you come over here, I don't care if you're at Irwin or TC or Reynolds or where you're at, the wind will be blowing.
Well, some say it may be because there's so many breweries over here that they
that might have something to do with it, yeah. Oh, it's a...
It is. You're exactly right, though. Especially, and I tell you, another bad place is over at Asheville at their football stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Because it being down in that valley and stuff, and the way that wind comes up through there. So, J.C. Cook will be coming in now to pitch for Tuscola. She's taking a few warm-up pitches. Marissa Johnson was at second. She's moved to short. Beth Ann Creary has moved to second. And I talked to, you know, we didn't get to do the Inca game. We were doing baseball last Tuesday, and I talked to a few people that were at the softball game, and I think Rebecca had started, and she had a little bit of trouble, and they brought Jace in, and I think she struck out the side early. So, you know, Jace's got some potential, and it's, you know, like we said, just one of those deals. Get it over the plate, let them hit it, let your defense back you up, because
right.
This is a good defensive team that we have.
Okay, what on the change did
Hallie came out.
Hallie came out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Moving back into action now. JC's first pitch. Just missing inside for ball one. Score right now, AC Reynolds 5, Tuscola 0 here in the bottom of the first. One out, runners on first and second. 1-0 pitch coming. Drilled to right field. Morgan Plemons making the catch. Getting the ball in. Nobody tagging for AC Reynolds. Good job right there by J.C. Cook. Like we said, just get it across the plate.
Get it across the plate. Make them hit it. There's two down.
And Morgan Plemons, that's another one. She hadn't played in a couple of years. Decided to come out this year. And I got to coach her in a little league in that. You know, I always thought that she had a lot of potential, and I'm glad to see her come back out.
Yeah.
So,
well, we need these girls out here. I mean, that's your program.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hate to see them when they get older. Sometimes they quit playing, you know.
Yeah.
And I always say, you know, Branson, this is the best years of your life, you know.
Yeah.
And once you're done, you're done. So, you know, they say, I don't know if I want to play or not, but you should, because later on you'll say, boy, I wish I could play again.
Kylie Rhodes is the batter now for AC Reynolds.
J.C. doing a good job throwing strikes.
J.C. getting ahead of her right now.
Making them swing
at bat. One ball
and
two strikes, yep, two outs. And J.C., I mean, she's moving the ball around, doing a good job. 1-2 count. Ball hit, fouled again, just past Delaney.
You know, a couple of times she pitched some there last year, you know, a couple innings, and she did a real good job last year as a freshman.
You're right what you said earlier about, you know, she may, you know, one of these younger girls needs to step up, be a vocal leader. I mean,
well, they're a young team. Somebody's going to have to, you know.
Yeah,
they're young.
Yep.
And I think she's the team leader. Just in my opinion, that's one they could get behind right there, Brance.
1-2 pitch in the dirt. Good job by J.C. trying to get her to chase it. But evens the count now, 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. Just missing the inside corner right there. Runs the count full, 3 balls, 2 strikes.
She needs to get her on this one right here.
Tuscola down 5-0 to AC Reynolds.
Bring it to her. I think she'll get her.
Good. Ball hit fouled again.
It's a good pitch. Just outside the third baseline.
Good knockdown by Delaney. Count's going to stay 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs. JC's starting to wind up. 3-2 pitch coming. Just missing low. Hallie Rhodes gets the walk to first, loads the bases again. Runner coming in for Kylie Rhodes, and she catches. Next up will be Lauren Wright, playing second base.
Second time she's been walked. She led off the game, and but they've batted around, and that's the second time she's been walked. Lauren Wright up to bat now, second baseman. She singled her first time up and scored. See if Jason can get her, get
first
a ground
pitch.
Ball out of her.
Fouled off.
You see, Branson, those foul balls like that, the one at first base, one at third base, just we can't get to them.
Yeah.
That could be an out, but they're just short enough we can't get to them.
Just depends on where they're playing at, too, and it's
good
pitch. J.C. way ahead now, 0-2 on Lauren Wright. O-2 pitch on its way. In the dirt. Good stop by Carrington. Keeps it right in front of her.
That one down just a little low, but that's a good pitch, though. She's two strikes, no balls. You know, throw something and see if she'll chase it.
1-2 pitch on the way. Hit the right field. Morgan Plemons went just out of her reach. Ball rolling to the fence. One run is in. Two runs are in. Clears the bases with a stand-up double. Reynolds now up 8-0 on Tuscola here in the bottom of the first. Tuscola still with two outs. Next up is Kendall Chandler. And Kenny, she's the one that laid that beautiful bunt down just a little bit ago. First pitch on its way. Missing low and outside for ball one. Chandler stepping back in. Pitch on its way. Drilled. Morgan Plenaman's coming over. Ball stays, will be fouled.
Just what I was saying a while ago. You know, had bases loaded, and that double right there just out of the reach of Morgan Plenaman's there in right field. You know, just. You know, can't hit it right at him. It's got where we can get to it, you know. It's just, the ball has eyes, you know.
1-1 pitch on its way. Catch in the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Good job by JC right there.
Chandler, a left-handed batter again.
1-2 pitch on its way.
Oh, that was close.
It was close. Good job by J.C. making her try to go down because that was close to the strike zone right there. Just below her knees.
You know, it was in the zone just a little low, I guess.
2-2 pitch on its way. Drilled. Beth Ann Creary knocking it down. Runner stopping at third. Now she's going. Throw to home. She'll be safe. Make the score now 9-0. Chandler will be safe at first. Krista Hendrick now, the batter for A.C. Reynolds.
She's playing first base, big girl here. She's strong. I watched her warming up. She's got a rocket arm. She's singled her first time up and scored.
Ball in the dirt for ball one. Reynolds and Hendrick stepping back in. J.C. Cook's next pitch on the way. Hit to third base to Delaney. Delaney makes the throw to first to Rebecca Fraser, and she dropped it. Runner will be safe. Runner that was running to second will be kept running and was safe at third now. We have runners at first and third with two outs. Ivy Holly now the batter again for A.C. Reynolds.
Great play out by Buchanan there. She's got, like her sister, she's got a strong arm, Branson. You see that throw?
And she's a freshman, too. That's the big part, too, you know.
The point that I keep making. You know, they're so young, they don't need to get discouraged, you know. I mean, you can look at next year and the year after that with what they all they'll have coming back. You know, we don't have that many seniors, and they're going to get better.
J.C. Cook's first pitch to Ivy Holly. Just missing high for ball one. But, you know, another thing, too, when you start getting down like this, you got to keep your head up. And
that's it, right.
Because you don't want a good pitch on the outside corner hitting for a strike. 1-1 count now for J.C. Cook. You know, body language says a lot about a team. Drilled to left center field. Ball gets past the left fielder. Coming in. Delaney catching it. Be a stand-up double for Ivy Holly. Two more runs in. Tuscola now down 10-0 here in the bottom of the first. Maddie Rhodes now, the pitcher. Like we said, it's not been an easy opening two games for Tuscola at all. They split the series with AC Reynolds last year, won the first game 7-0, then lost 3-2 in 8 innings on the second one. Ball up, Carrington Harrelson making the catch, getting them out of the inning right here out of the first.
I've got 11 runs, Branson. I hope.
Yeah. As we step away, Tuscola out of the first inning now, down 11-0. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Hi, this is Steve Kelly. Be sure and join me Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. for the Good Morning Show. We'll start your morning with the latest news and weather, as well as interviews keeping us up to date with what's going on in Haywood County. And don't forget the WPTL Flea Market at 8:30. And, of course, all of your favorite real country. So don't you miss it. The Good Morning Show, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. with me, Steve Kelly, on WPTL 101.7 FM and 920 AM.
It's Mountaineer Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, we're back now here. Tuscola up now here in the top of the second inning. Carrington Harrelson will be leading off. She was up last time when Ellie Harris got thrown out at second. So she'll start over with a new count right here. Carrington stepping in now.
She's done a good job back there catching. She's got some big shoes to fill back there at catcher, don't you, Branson?
She really
Heather
does.
Carver last year was awesome. She's doing a good job back there today, though. Good cut right there.
Good cut. Swing and a miss, though, for a strike, though. Carrington stepping back in. 0-1 pitch from Rhodes on the way. Missing outside for ball one. Count now, one ball, one strike.
Yeah, they've got the score changed now. They got it right.
1-1 pitch on the way. Swung on, missed. One ball, two strikes now.
They still had 10 up there, but they changed to 11 now.
They don't really have a press box, so it's kind of...
I don't know who's keeping
looks
score.
Looks like they got somebody sitting on a bucket over there a minute ago. Swung on and missed again for strike three. First out now here in the top of the second. Jenner from Kenry now, the batter for Tuscola. First pitch on its way, fouled off. by Jennifer. Maddie Rhodes, she's moving her pitches around too, Kenny. And,
she's
doing a pretty good job. She's only, if she was playing baseball, she'd have a low pitch count.
She's throwing the ball well, you're right.
0-1 pitch coming. Missing high outside on Jennifer. Runs the count now, 1-1.
She is a senior pitcher, so she's been there, so you can tell. You can tell, Branson, you know.
1-1 pitch on the way. Hit on by Jennifer. Second baseman comes up and makes a good play right there for a catch for the second out here.
You remember last year, the first time Jennifer got her that first at bat last year and got a base hit?
Yeah, that was great. That was,
I love to see stuff like that. You know, she wasn't a starter last year, didn't play a whole lot. You know, a younger player, you had all those seniors ahead of her, but she got the bat there. And one time the pinch hit it, what it was, I believe, and got a base hit the first thing. And that's the kind of stuff you like to see.
Yep. Next up for Tuscola will be Gabby Bellatosis. Missing Gabby Rose's first pitch missing for a ball. Swung on, fouled off. Evens the count. 1-1. Gabby's stepping out, taking a look down at Coach Page at third. Stepping back in. Maddie Rhodes warming up. 1-0 pitch coming. In the dirt for ball two. Gabby ahead now. 2-0. Tuscola with 2 outs. Still down 11-0 here in the top of the second. Pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for a strike. And I missed her foul ball, so that runs the count now. 2-2.
It was a good pitch right there away from her. Good cut on it, but she couldn't reach it. I mean, thrown off the plate, which that's where your pitcher, senior pitcher, comes in, Branson. They know what to do.
Maddie Rhodes.
Foul ball.
Foul ball, hit her in the leg.
Good call by the umpire. He's right on top of it.
Those kinds always made me mad because I'd leg them out and the umpire would be like, that was a foul ball. It was off of you. I'm like, you couldn't have yelled quicker.
Come on back. you hated to run that far.
I know. I'm like, my tank isn't that full. I'm like, it goes down quick.
Did you tell him, say, I'm a big old boy. I don't need to run that hard.
Yell loud or do something. 2-2 pitch now on the way to Gabby. Maddie Rhodes' pitch on the way. Hit. Foul just
foul outside.
Went over the third base bag.
Just barely.
I believe that was a good call right there because it was, for Mentor, I thought it was going to go over, but I think it had a lot of spin on it and it hit the dirt. And sort of coerced it on out.
Can't catch a break here, you know?
No.
About 4 more inches to the right, that would have been a fair ball.
2-2 pitch on the way. Fouled off again. Gabby staying in there, doing a good job battling.
Yeah,
here.
Good at bat.
This is the first year, I believe, they said that she's played softball, if I understood correctly.
Really? I don't know her. Most of these girls we know, you know, from growing up and everything, but now I don't know her. So that name, she's not from here, I don't. Well, that's Elton.
Swinging bunt. And they get her at first to end the top half of the second inning. Good play right there by Reynolds, but, you know, good job by Gabby getting the bat on the ball. Tuscola Spring Sports is brought to you by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Haywood County Farm Bureau, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood EMC, and Taylor Ford. Moving now here to the bottom of the second inning, and Reynolds, after putting up 11 runs in the first,
looked like we got a change here. Ellie Harris is going in left field for Gabby.
Hit J.C. Cook staying in as pitching. Marissa staying at shortstop. Rebecca Frazier at first. Beth Ann Creary at second.
Everything's the same, I think.
Yeah. Looks like, well, no, Ellie Harris looks like she's heading to right. And maybe Jennifer, looks like Jennifer McHenry in center.
Oh, I believe that's Jennifer in left.
That's right, Jennifer in left, and maybe Morgan in the center field. So a few little bit of, a few defensive changes, trying to change things up. I tell you what, you know, even though she's a freshman, Delaney come up with, I mean, she throws hard.
She does. She just reminds me so much of her sister. That's unreal out there on the ball field. I look for J.C. was throwing the ball well that first inning. I look for us to get him out a little quicker this inning here, Branson.
Yeah, she, you know, kind of hard coming in, you know, in the circumstances that you're given. But, you know, plus you've helped, you had a chance to get in there and throw some pitches, sort of warm yourself up and everything. And so I'm like you. I think we look for a better, you know, half an inning right
settle
here.
Settle down right now. Yeah, I think so. Peyton Wilkie, the right fielder up, leading off. She's batting number 7th in the lineup.
J.C.'s first pitch on the way. Missing low inside for ball 1.
J.C. needs to throw strikes now. That's all we need to do, throw strikes. Make him hit the ball.
1-0 pitch on the way. Hit to left field.
Oh, that's hit well.
Home run.
Left field.
For Peyton Wilkie. Makes the score now 12-0. A.C. Reynolds. This is a, you know, normally we play on a 225 field. This field is a 205 all the way around, so it's a little bit shorter park.
Short porch out there, it is. I mean, you know, she hit the ball well, but
yeah, nothing against her. She did hit the ball
you're
well.
You're exactly right, though, Branson. You know, that's short out there. You know, if you get – I mean, that didn't look like she'd hit that ball that hard, and it just kept carrying.
Next up now is Olivia Craig for A.C. Reynolds. First pitch to her was low inside for ball 1. Next pitch high outside for ball 2.
You know what I always tell kids whenever boys are in baseball or girls in softball, either one, you know, I don't care if they get out there and hit one over that tree out there, you know, over the fence. You know, you get the ball and you step right back in there and just keep throwing. You don't pay no attention to that, you know. You can't let that bother you, a home run. Just keep throwing.
2-1, 2-0 pitch, catching inside corner for a strike. Count now 2 balls and a strike. Ball hit to Delaney. Good catch by Delaney. Over to Rebecca Frazier for the first out here in the bottom of the second. Man, that was. Did you see how hard she threw it first?
I'm telling you, she's just like her sister. I mean, that's. I love it. Because Savannah was just like it. You know, she'd pick that ball up and she had a gun for an arm. And she plays just like her sister. If you look down there, you'd think that was her. That was Savannah out there.
Next up is Ariel Frizzell for A.C. Reynolds.
And like you said, she's just a freshman, right?
She is just a freshman.
Wow. Look forward to some. Few more years seeing her play.
J.C.'s first pitch catching the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 pitch on its way. Hit again to Delaney. Delaney making a throw to first. Rebecca catching it for the second out here in the bottom of the second. And like you said, everything moving right, you know, pretty good right now.
That first time around, we've seen them and everything, you know, and they jumped on us, got some good base hits that first inning there, but J.C.'s throwing good now. She settled down, just keeps throwing.
Want to make another change. And once we get this sorted out, we'll let you know where everybody goes. But boys are playing today over in Franklin. I don't think they were starting till 7 o'clock, so it's going to be a little bit chilly over there for them tonight.
It will be chilly. So looks like Delaney's going to come in the pitch.
She's going to pitch. Looks like JC is going to short. Carrington is going to third. And they're bringing in Abigail Plemons to catch. Beth Ann Creary was at second. She's come into the dugout, and Marissa Johnson has moved back to second. Looking ahead, we will be calling Friday night's big county rivalry, Kenny, Tuscola versus Pisgah baseball. It will be at home. And it looks like, I know they're calling for a little bit of weather to come in late tonight. And but what I've looked, it looks like they're supposed to move out early, hopefully Friday morning, enough time for them to get working on the field.
I looked before I left home today, and it looks like they took the rain out for tomorrow, and it's just showing some thunderstorms for Friday. So, you know, we'll just have to see come game time. It's the Tuscola Pisgah.
Yeah.
Tuscola
won it big over there last year. I believe it was 9-2 or 7-2. And, I look for, the baseball team's rolling right now. You know, there's no denying that. And, like I said, big non-conference this week for them. Franklin tonight, Pisgah next week. But then you step back into the fire with AC Reynolds next week.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't get any easier. Not in the conference we're in.
Looks like Kylie rolling back in now. First pitch by Delaney in the dirt for ball one.
Kylie's the leadoff batter for the Rockettes, and she's been walked twice tonight, scored both times.
1-0 pitch on the way from Delaney. Fouled off.
Good pitch right there. The good thing is she's up with two outs this time, Branson.
AC Reynolds still leading 12-0 over Tuscola here in the bottom of the second. That bottom of the first inning was a tough one to finally get out of. Tuscola giving up 11 runs. Kylie Rhodes hit to left field, just out of the reach of Carrington Harrelson, and J.C. Cook almost making a play behind her, but it gets through. Rhodes will be safe at first. Runner coming in now. Next up will be Lauren Wright for A.C. Reynolds.
She's not that big a girl. Lauren's not here, but she's singled, doubled her two times up tonight, scored both times.
First pitch on the way from Delaney. Catching the outside corner. Good pitch by Delaney.
I know it's early in the season. I guess Coach Tara, she's trying different stuff, but I don't know if two outs, you would have thought she'd have brought in Delaney the next inning and let JC finish that inning, but I guess she wants to try them all. Get them in some innings. And
pitch on its way, high outside. Count now. 2-1. Delaney's pitch on the way, hit to third. Harrelson makes the play, bobbles it. Runners will be safe at first and second. And now up for AC Reynolds will be Kendall Chandler.
She's playing center field. She's singled and reached on an error. Scored two runs tonight. Left-handed batter.
Delaney's first pitch on the way. Fouled off.
Great swing she's got. Left-handed batters are dangerous in this fast-pitch softball, though, because they can slap hit you or swing away. You don't you you don't know what they're going to do.
No, and they're automatically 3 foot closer to first.
Yeah, they've got the step on you, you know.
Next pitch fouled off. Delaney way ahead in the count now, 0-2. You know, we were talking about this fence being 205. I think that's why the backstop's, farther back. This could have been a deeper field, you know. Ball hit to center field. Caught.
Good deal.
By Ellie Harris. Gets Tuscola out of that half of the inning. Giving up one run.
Yeah, got out of that with one run that second inning, so good job.
We're going to step away for a commercial break. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
At Taylor Ford in Waynesville, it's all about the deal.
Taylor Ford has the area's lowest prices on new Fords.
Taylor Ford has the highest trade allowances.
Taylor Ford has the area's lowest payments and no money down available.
Taylor Ford offers lowest rates. They have all the banks.
Go to TaylorFordOnline.com or drive to 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Because at Taylor Ford, it's all about your deal.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, all conveniently close to home and in-network with all insurances. As a part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Back to the Ball Diamond with Branson and Kenny on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, we're back here now here in the top of the third inning, and Tuscola down 12-0. And Kenny, Tuscola still batting around for the first time here. You'd like to see him at least get a couple runs, you know, to sort of build the morale, do something to help him, moving ahead with a tough game like this.
You're exactly right. You know, we need to put a couple of runs on here. Of course, you know, you got a senior pitcher out there for the Rockets, and that, this fast pitch, it's tough. You know, when you got a pitcher that's throwing good, fast pitch softball is not a high scoring game anyway.
No.
Not supposed to be.
No.
If you got good pitchers, you know, it's a pitcher and catcher's game is what it is.
Yeah. Rebecca Frazier now the batter for Tuscola. First pitch called a strike on the inside corner. Next pitch hit down to third baseman. Third throws it. Gets the first out here. Good play by Neela Green over to Krista Hendrick for A.C. Reynolds. Next up is Morgan Plemons for Tuscola. A.C. Reynolds Rhodes pitch on the way. Morgan squares the bunt, pulls the bat back.
You know, we're putting the bat on the ball some today. You know, we've only got, like, in three innings, three strikeouts is all, but just we're nothing in the hole. You know, we just can't put anything together right now.
1-0 pitch on the way. Morgan fouls the next pitch off.
You know, Branson, you're talking about this field, you know, at 205 all the way around. You know, 225 is Little League. Mm-hmm. distance, and that's 11 and 12 year olds. You know, you're talking high school girls here, and they're playing on a short porch all the way around, boy.
Rhodes is 1-1 pitch on the way to Morgan Plemons, fouled off again. Count now, 1-2 on Morgan Plemons. Morgan taking a couple extra swings, stepping back in now. Rhodes is 1-2 pitch on the way. Hit by Morgan. Played by Hendrick again. Throws over to get Morgan Plemons out.
Just what I'm talking about. You know, we're putting the bat on the ball. It's just right at them. Playing at them all. You know, we're hitting it right at them. And
now
watching them warm up, though, Branson, they've got a good infield. They're solid. They make good throws.
J.C. Cook now up for Tuscola, back at the top of the lineup. Her second at bat. First pitch on the way. Drilled to the left, right field. Ball will be foul. J.C. down now 0-1 to Maddie Rhodes. J.C. stepping back in. Rhodes is 0-1 pitch on the way. Fouled off again by Jason. Down right field line. JC in the hole now, 0-2. Two outs. O-2 pitch now. Coming from Rhodes. Called strike three on the corner. That'll be JC's second strikeout of the night. As we end the top half of the third here, Tuscola's still down, 12-0. And Tuscola Spring Sports is brought to you by Haywood EMC, Taylor Ford, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, Haywood County Farm Bureau, and Ken Wilson Ford. And it looks like they're going to stay with Delaney here. You know, that's got to be a little bit of a confidence booster back there in the bottom of the second. You know, only giving up one run, being a home run. But then, you know, your defense played good, made some plays. A couple of plays you could got out of that in and half inning earlier. Just some miscues, you know, like we said, early in the season, people getting used to, you know,
that
playing
first
positions and stuff.
We get settled in here and then make it a ball game.
Delaney finishing her warm-ups. Good throw down by Abigail Plemons. I think we got a couple of catchers that we could rotate in. Carrington did a really good job. Of course, Abigail did a good job right there the last time in the bottom of the second that she came in.
Well, like you know, we said it several times, but we lost so many seniors from last year's team. These girls got to find themselves. I mean, as a team, you know, and that, you know, you hear that, people, you think, well, that's crazy. It's not. I mean, they get the field together and they'll start playing together and they'll find out where they're playing. And
Krista Hendrick now the hitter for AC Reynolds. First pitch outside for ball one. Her next pitch is high and outside for ball two. Heading the count now, 2-0. Delaney's 2-0 pitch still missing high and outside. 3-0 count now. Hendricks stepping back in for Reynolds. Delaney's pitch just missing low for ball four. Next up is Ivy Holly for AC Reynolds.
She's not a big girl. She's a shortstop, but she's doubled twice tonight. Her first two times up, she's hit stand-up doubles, Branson. She can put the bat on the ball.
Holly's first pitch high inside for ball one.
Delaney has to throw strikes now. She, you know, like I said, you can't give them anything. You know, you don't want to put them on. Don't want to give it to them. Make them earn it.
Runner on first, no out. Tuscola's still down 12-0. Runner takes off. Krista Hendrick, she'll be safe at second. Holly with a 2-0 count now. Ahead. Holly stepping back in now. Delaney's 2-0 pitch on the way. Hit will be in territory. Ellie Harris come running in, make the play for the first out. Good catch by Ellie. She ran a long ways up, called off Marissa Johnson at second.
Now we needed that out right there, Branson.
Next up will be Maddie Rhodes, the pitcher for AC Reynolds.
Maddie singled and flew out to the second baseman.
Ball hit to right field, back to Ellie. Ellie making the play. Hendricks tagging up from second. Will be safe at third. Throw just a little offline of third, but now Tuscola working with two outs. Runner on third. And Peyton Wilkie up now, and Peyton was hit the solo shot back in the bottom of the second inning. Obviously, even that deep in the lineup, she's still a dangerous hitter.
Not a big girl either, though.
First pitch swing, and looks like that one could be down. Oh, good try by Marissa Johnson.
Yes, it was. Come from second base into right field and dove for it, and went off her glove, didn't it, Branson?
It went off the heel of her glove at the motion she was going. Runner on third, Krista Hendricks scores down, make it 13-0 to AC Reynolds over Tuscola. But Tuscola working with two outs here.
Have to give Wilkie a single on that one, though, because that was.
First pitch by Delaney will be low for ball one. Next pitch, just missing outside on Olivia Craig. Craig now up 2-0. Delaney stepping in, pitch coming. Just missing low. Throw down made. Good play by Abigail Plemons for a throw down to second, but runner will be safe.
Not quite in time.
Wilkie will be safe at second for AC Reynolds.
Delaney needs to throw strikes right here. She needs this batter. Come back on her.
Kind of like a delayed steal right there, but still a good job by Abigail.
There you go.
Good swing and a miss.
Two more.
2-1 count now on Olivia Craig. Actually, 3-1 pitch now on its way from Delaney. Just missing outside for ball four. Now Ariel Frizzell up for AC Reynolds.
Like we were saying, I don't know who's keeping our scoreboard. I had 3-1, but, you know, they're getting me confused, you know.
Tuscola still down 13-0 here in the bottom of the third. Runners on first and second with two outs for Reynolds. Ariel Frizzell, the batter. Good job by Abigail Plemons blocking the ball. First pitch was in the dirt for ball one.
Frizzell's the ninth batter in the lineup. She flew out to right field the first time up and grounded out to third base her second time up.
Foul tip. Evens the count now. One ball, one strike.
Delaney, come back and get her down. Let's get this out right here.
Frizzell taking a couple of swings, stepping back in the box now. 1-1 count on the way. Ball hit up. Will hit the dugout. Delaney ahead in the count now. One ball and two strikes. Frizzell stepping back in now. 1-2 pitch from Delaney Buchanan on the way.
Good pitch by Delaney. Go. That's what she needed right there.
Off-speed pitch, caught her looking. Good pitch. Tuscola down, 13-0. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
What is a champion. A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, now we're back here in the top of the fourth inning. Tuscola down 13-0.
You know,
looking
Branson,
to score a couple runs.
We gave up 11 runs that first inning, and we held 2 runs the next 2 innings. You know, we were behind 11-0 that first inning, and it's still just 13-0. So the girls settled down. And
yeah, it's still early game jitters for Tuscola. I mean, like I said, you know, season's been going for 2 weeks now, and, you know, they've only played one game in those 2 weeks. You know, they're supposed to play last week against North Henderson. And North Henderson could play had, I think we found out they were five sick, two were hurt, and they just couldn't make the game over last week. So Marissa Johnson now the first batter here in the top of the fourth inning.
She singled her first time up in the first inning, the only hit we've got so far today off of
Nice hit by Marissa.
Dropped the ball. Oh, that was a beautiful play to the shortstop. Wow, she come across and dove and had the ball in her glove and on a line shot, and when she hit the ground, it popped out, Brance.
Well, good piece of hitting by Marissa,
oh,
though.
Yeah.
It was an outside pitch, and she went with it. And the third baseman was playing up and was over her head. But like you said, good play by the shortstop. But Marissa safe at first. Delaney Buchanan lines out to second base for the first out.
How would you score that at first one? I mean, you know, she had it in her glove, the shortstop, but she had to run sideways, dive to get it in her glove, and then when she hit the ground, she dropped it. Would you give her a hit or error on the shortstop?
That's a tough one.
That is. I mean, that's a
Ellie Harris now your batter. Runner Marissa Johnson on first with one out. First pitch hitting, set over the second baseman. Throws to Hendrick at first to get the second out. Ellie Harris hitting to second. Force play to first. Tuscola making a change up now. Emily Trogdon. Ellie Harris has hit when she hit it, advanced the runner to second. Ariel Frizzell. Only place she had was the first. Tuscola with two outs now. First pitch on its way to Emily Trogdon. Swung and a miss for strike one. Emily Trogdon stepping out, taking a look down at Coach Page. Stepping back in. AC Reynolds' Rhodes pitch on the way. Fouled off by Emily Trogdon. Now down in the count 0-2. Emily stepping in. Mandy Rhodes getting a little bit of dirt to put on that ball, try to get a little movement. 0-2 pitch on the way. Popped up to the infield. And good play right there by Kylie Rowland to make the catch, get the third out here to end this top half of the fourth inning. Tuscola's still down 13-0. Tuscola Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Taylor Ford, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood County Farm Bureau, and Fat Buddies Barbecue. Tuscola Sports Radio has been honoring Mountaineer athletes for outstanding game performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners on WPTLradio.net. Just click on the Sports tab, then choose Tuscola Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. And as soon as this game's over, we'll be announcing our player of the game and hopefully get her on the radio and everything. We've got a little medal for her, and be stay tuned. You know, stay tuned next few days. Hopefully they'll have a picture of her up. So as we said,
I scored that an error though on that play there last inning.
Having it in her glove and then coming out.
She had it. You know, as she hit the ground and it came out. But had it been a ground ball and she dove like that, you know, I would have hit the ground. I'd have given her a hit because she had never had time to get up and throw to first. But she did have it in her glove till she hit the ground. So.
Defensively, Tuscola is going to stay the same. Delaney Buchanan still pitching.
Leadoff hitter Kylie Rowland up.
First pitch on the way. Missing high outside for ball one.
She's walked twice, scored twice, and reached her third time at bat. She was walked the first two times, reached on an error her third at bat.
1-0 pitch, catch in the outside corner for a strike. Moves the count now, 1-1. Good job by Delaney catching that outside corner.
If she'll just keep that up right there, that's all she needs to do.
1-1 pitch on the way. Missing just outside for ball two. One pitch on the way. Good pitch by Delaney.
That was a beautiful pitch right there.
Evens the count, 2-2. Tuscola with no outs here in the bottom of the fourth, still trailing 13-0 over AC Reynolds. Next pitch fouled off. And the count's going to stay 2-2. No outs. Delaney's 2-2 pitch coming. Fouled off again. Count stays 2-2. Delaney taking a look. Decides on her pitch. Hit back up the middle. Nice. Knocked down by Delaney. Carrington coming in.
That was a comebacker in a heartbeat right there, Branson.
That's one of those that you just hold your breath because it's a shot back. It's one of those it startles you. But
I have to give Kylie Rowland a single on that one, though, even though Delaney knocked it down. That was, you know, that's all she could do was knock it down.
Delaney letting the umpire know she is okay. So AC Reynolds is going to put a pinch hitter in now. Ariana Wallace. Don't forget, Friday night we will be broadcasting the Tuscola Pisgah baseball game. It will be at Tuscola Sports Park. 7:00, first pitch. And, you know, we hope to get that one in, you know, weather permitting, which we may get lucky. First pitch low. Get past Abigail Clemens for a ball.
You know, I don't know. Last year, you know, we always play, you know, Pisgah. That's a non-conference game right now. We play them home and away. And last year we only played the away game. We never did get the home game in. And I'm wondering, you know, what's going to happen, say, if we can't play Friday night. According to Coach Page here, Tara Page, the girls' coach, they may have to play some Saturday games. If not that, they'll have to cancel, you know, the non-conference games because we have so many teams.
In our conference.
In our conference. Would they cancel the Pisgah Tuscola games?
I don't think they could do it 2 years
in
a row.
Ranson, that's big even though it's an all-conference. You know, you've got to play Pisgah. You have to.
Wallace, 1-1 pitch. Just missing, 2-1. Fouling off. Evens the count, 2-2. But you're right. You know, I don't think I think Tuscola would hopefully would, you know, do something with and work with Pisgah to where, you know, cancel another non-conference game to get that in, because that's a lot of gate money that you're giving up right there to go along with athletics with budgets as cut as short as they are now. Good off-speech pitch by Delaney right there, just missing. Makes it count 3-2.
See, here's your dilemma, though. With, you know, if you play on Saturday, you're going to have two conference games during the week. Oh, that's a base on balls right there. That's
ball inside. Walks the batter, puts runners now at first and second with no outs. And we have up to bat Kendall Chandler. First pitch missing low inside for a ball.
She's batted three times. I singled, reached on an error, and flew out to the center fielder her last time up.
Delaney's 1-0 pitch coming. Missing high outside for ball two.
Delaney needs to bear down right here now. Don't let up.
2-0 pitch on the way. Gets past the catcher. Runners move up 60 feet. Now at second and third with no outs. Chandler getting instructions from Coach Green on third for A.C. Reynolds. Stepping back in. 3-0 pitch on the way from Delaney Buchanan. Slap down. Played by J.C. Cook. Throw to first for the first out. Runner coming home. Will be safe. Score now 14-0. A.C. Reynolds over Tuscola.
If you'd look right there, Branson, J.C. Cook made the throw to first base, and the girl that was on third had to come home because the girl
at second.
That second went to third. They were both standing down there. She had to go. Well, she had no choice. But she scored.
Tuscola working with one out now. Up to bat. Looks like they may have a pinch hitter right here. Chloe Page for A.C. Reynolds.
You know what I was starting to say there a while ago, Branson? Okay, you've got so many teams in our conference, you're playing two conference games in a week. And then if you play, say we're going to play that field game, you play on Saturday, that puts you three games in a week. So
and
your Saturday, your pitching's going to be – because you're going to use your best pitchers during the week on your conference game.
Yeah.
You've got to try to win the conference games. That's what's going to get you in the playoffs.
And listen, conference games are – you know, you hate to say they're more important than non-conference, but, I mean, they really are. I mean, because, like you said, you know, 9 teams in the conference, you're going to play 16 conference games. And the way, you know, you try to set yourself up for, you know, getting in the playoffs and getting a good seeding.
But I guess my point being, you know, you want to go, you want to be full strength when you play Pisgah.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's our rivalry game, you know, and everybody always looks forward to it. I don't care if it's baseball, basketball, football. You look forward to
underwater
playing
BB stacking, basket weaving. Still
you
want to beat them.
You look forward to playing Pisgah.
And you look forward, I mean, and as a school, I mean, from a money aspect of it.
Well, you hit a good point right there. That's a money.
You want that gate.
Because you're going to have a crowd, you know, no matter what.
It's good for the gate. It's good for the concession stand. And, you know, and it goes a long way when they start doing budgets. J.C. Cook in the pitch now. Her first pitch to Chloe Page inside for ball one. Tuscola with one out, runner on third. Tuscola still trailing 14-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Good pitch by J.C. Cook to even the count 1-1.
That's one of your differences in your girls' softball and your boys' baseball. You know, you can re-enter the game pitching. You know, you can in the baseball. You know, when you come out, you're done.
1-1 pitch inside, missing for ball two. J.C. Cook's 2-1 pitch coming. Hit up short. Marissa Johnson makes the catch, throws to first for the second out. Two outs now here in the bottom of the fourth. And Coach Brow making another move.
Runner on third scores, though, gives them a...
Bringing in Bethany Jones. She's a freshman. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe she did some... She's done some pitching, too. Excuse me, that was the other freshman, Perry. JC having a little talk with Delaney.
Still, to give our girls credit, though, Branson, you know, this is the fourth inning for them. We've held them, you know, four runs in the three innings. That first inning, you know, killed us with 11 runs in that first inning. We've held them to four since then, so give the girls credit.
JC Cook's first pitch to Bethany Jones for a strike.
That's a bright spot they need to look at after this game's over with, you know. That bad first inning, but, hey, after that.
Settled down to four runs. Ball hit down to Carrington Harrelson. Makes the throw for the third out here to end the fourth inning. Tuscola doing a good job that inning. Still down 15-0 as we move on to the fifth. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Hi, I'm Bill Hughes. New Country Brew is a show featuring the music of independent country artists. My buddy Kenny Morris and I are giving these very talented folks a chance to share their music and their stories with you. Many of your favorites from not too long ago are still making records, and they have a home right here. New Country Brew, Saturdays at noon on AM 920 and FM 101.7 WPGL.
New Country Brew.
Back to the Ball Diamond with Branson and Kenny on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, we're moving back here now to the top of the fifth inning. Tuscola trailing 15-0. Up to bat will be Jennifer McHenry for Tuscola. If you've missed any of the Mountaineer basketball or spring sports action, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2016 through the 2019 basketball season, and it's up to date with basketball, baseball, and softball. Tuscola On Demand. Check it out. Moving here to the top of the fifth inning. Tuscola needing, Kenny, six runs to stay in this game.
Right.
First pitch missing on Jennifer McHenry for a ball. McHenry stepping back in. 1-0 pitch hit to the shortstop. Makes the throw for the first out here in the top of the fifth inning. Now, like we said, you got to give Tuscola credit. They've battled, put the ball on, you know, the bat on the ball.
Yeah, we've only got, you know, through the fifth inning here, we've only got four strikeouts is all. We put the bat on the ball.
Gabby Ballesteros back in now, batting. Hits it. Line drive to shortstop for the second out.
You know, Coach Brow for the Rockets was telling us before the ball game, this girl on shortstop here, just a freshman. He says she's a better catcher. Her name's Ivy Jolly. Then she is he's got her at shortstop, and she's awesome out there. She has one heck of an arm, I'll tell you.
Kenny, I'm not exactly sure who this is batting. She's got a sweatshirt on.
Yeah, I'm surprised the umpire didn't tell her to take that off. Of course, this late in the game and that far behind, they probably, he's not really worried about it, but.
Ball fouled off. Make the count now, 1-1. Savannah Eidelberg, the batter for Tuscola. In the hole now, 0-2. Maddie Rhodes' pitch on the way. Low for ball one. Makes the count now, 1-2. Maddie Rhodes starting her wind up. 1-2 pitch on the way. Fouled off. Count stays, 1-2. Maddie Rhodes stepping back in now. Taking a walk around the pitcher's circle. Stepping back in. Savannah Eidelberg waiting on the 1-2 pitch. On its way. Hit to center field for a single. Savannah Eidelberg with a single right there, Kenny. Good job by her stepping in. Obviously cold with her sweatshirt on. Good job by her. And the girls in the dugout have gotten all excited and everything. And so now
second base hit of the night for the Lady Mountaineers. But like we've said several times there, Branson, we put the bat on the ball tonight. We just
Morgan Plemons now the batter for Tuscola. First pitch swinging for a strike. Savannah Eidelberg, runner on first for Tuscola with two outs. Tuscola still trailing 15-0. Morgan swinging at the next pitch. Now in the hole, 0-2 here. Maddie Rhodes, 1 strike away from ending this. She starts her wind up, pitch on its way. Swung and missed by Morgan, and that'll be your game, ladies and gentlemen. Tuscola falling tonight 15-0. We're going to step away for a commercial, and we'll be right back with the player of the game.
At Taylor Ford in Waynesville, it's all about the deal.
Taylor Ford has the area's lowest prices on new Fords.
Taylor Ford has the highest trade allowances.
Taylor Ford has the area's lowest payments and no money down available.
Taylor Ford offers lowest rates. They have all the banks.
Go to TaylorFordOnline.com or drive to 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville, because at Taylor Ford, it's all about your deal.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281, because weather is getting more severe every season.
Back to the Ball Diamond with Branson and Kenny on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, we're back now here. Tuscola losing tonight. Tuscola losing tonight 15-0 over AC Reynolds over here in Fairview. Tonight we're going to have our player of the game. She's coming up right now, but we're going to take one more commercial break, and then we'll be right back with our player of the game.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Hi, I'm Bill Hughes. New Country Brew is a show featuring the music of independent country artists. My buddy Kenny Morris and I are giving these very talented folks a chance to share their music and their stories with you. Many of your favorites from not too long ago are still making records, and they have a home right here. New Country Brew, Saturdays at noon on AM 920 and FM 101.7 WPTL.
New Country Brew.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, we're back here over in Fairview, and Tuscola losing tonight, as I said, 15-0. And it's time for the Haywood County Farm Bureau Player of the Game Award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player goes to Marissa Johnson. Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people ready to assist you with all your insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville, helping you is what we do best. And Marissa, welcome. Your first player of the game this year. So taking a tough loss, 15-0. I know you've had two rough games against two quality opponents. And, you know, tell me about this, because I know it's early in the season, but, I mean, there's still so much that, you know, you got to find, y'all have got to find your identity as a team.
Yes.
And so tell me, you know, we were sitting here, Kenny and I were talking, and, you know, we got to looking, and you were the only one, when Savannah got that last hit just a minute ago, you're the only one with hits tonight. So good job there on the offensive side of the ball.
Thank you.
What are things, you know, you lose a lot from last year. You were playing down on JVs, and, you know, you get up here on varsity this year. So tell me about the rotation, because you shifted from short to second and back to second and did everything around. So how's that been working for you?
It's all right. When JC goes to pitch, I go to short. And when JC's not pitching, she plays short and I play second. So it's just constant rotation, and the positions are the same, so I don't get confused.
Well, that's good, because you made a couple of really good plays tonight at both spots, and you just barely missed that one just off the tip of your glove over there on second base when you were going out to right field. So, it's early in the season, still a lot to play for. Good luck to y'all. So, tell me about you got a couple more games coming up next week, and I think you can play Swain tomorrow, so that'll be a tough game tomorrow too as well. So have you got like a little bit of a pitching rotation going right now?
Well, we have I think two JV players, or one, just pitching for us like an inning so they can play on JV too. I'm not for sure, but like, I don't know, it's Tara's mind working. I'm not a pitcher, so I just, my okay.
You just go where they tell you to.
Put me where you need me.
Well, good job. Well, tonight's player of the game goes to Marissa Johnson. Good job, Marissa, and congratulations. Look forward to you seeing some more plays from you this year.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to step away for one more commercial, and we'll be back to close the broadcast out. Tuscola losing tonight 15-0. You are listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Take me out to
the first county hospital in North Carolina.
Hi, this is Steve Kelly. Be sure and join me Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. for the Good Morning Show. We'll start your morning with the latest news and weather, as well as interviews keeping us up to date with what's going on in Haywood County. And don't forget the WPTL Flea Market at 8:30. And, of course, all of your favorite real country. So don't you miss it. The Good Morning Show, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. with me, Steve Kelly, on WPTL 101.7 FM and 920 AM.
When you explore visitnc.com, you can find some amazing golf courses. Take your game to a higher level in the foothills or mountains. Play in a tranquil setting along our coast, or challenge yourself on premier courses in the Sandhills and Piedmont. Visit nc.com. Start trading keystrokes for putting strokes. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
VisitNC.com has newly enhanced mobile capabilities, so you can easily locate a spa, look for a beautiful beach to lie out in the sun, or a nice mountain hammock to take an afternoon nap. Mobile technology that helps you get a lot less mobile. That's the beauty of VisitNC.com. Log on, plan a trip, start kicking back. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
Back to the Ball Diamond with Branson and Kenny on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, we're back now here in Fairview, North Carolina. Kenny losing 15-0, but, you know, it's like we were talking, we've said all game, it's early in the season. You know, Tuscola now 0-2. You know, they step out of conference tomorrow with a game against Swain. So, you know, there's still so much that they can play for. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, but they can build on because, you know, a lot of stuff tonight that we've seen, you know, when you tell somebody, you know, we tell somebody, hey, they got beat 15-0, they'll be like, ooh, but you got to tell them, you know, there was 11 runs scored in the first inning.
I feel good about it, Branson.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, because, well, you know, after that first inning, I was thinking, oh, you know, what's going to happen here? But after holding them to four runs in the next four innings, you know, and I feel good about it. I think, you know, that like you just said to Marissa, they got to learn their identity as a team, you know, and they'll get to where they play together better. And I think you'll see them get better. I really do think so. I really feel like they will.
They will get better. And, you know, and like I said, we look forward to calling them. You know, we got nine more games to call for them this year. So a lot more games to play. I mean, you just can't hang your head off of two games like this and let that sort of hover over your season, you know.
They knew coming into it they're going to take some licks this year, you know. Like I said, you can't lose eight seniors like you had last year, and then, you know, it's a rebuilding year. But they'll I really do. I feel good about it after that first inning. We played pretty good ball right there.
Yeah. All right, well, our next broadcast will be Friday night as we play those dreaded Pisgah Bears up at Tuscola at the Tuscola Sports Complex.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock first pitch, exactly right. You know, and it could change. You know, times could change on that, so you never know. Just be paying attention to WPTLradio.net. They'll have the times, and then be watching Twitter. Twitter will have different times on there as well. So, for Kenny Mull, I'm Branson Reese. Thank you for listening tonight. You've been listening to Tuscola Sports Radio. Lady Mountaineers losing tonight, 15-0. Good night, everybody.